Hey guys, I interviewed Ruigi, who's the founder of Rude, the streetwear brand that's been worn by everyone from Jay-Z to LeBron James, and he said something that really stuck with me, and I'm still thinking about it. He said that people need to learn to lean into their struggles and share those because not everyone knows what it feels like to win, but everyone knows what it feels like to lose. And that really resonated with me because I'm guilty, like all of us, of sharing our wins. Look at me on social, look at me on Instagram or on TikTok. Hey, I'm at Paris Hilton's house. Hey, look at me, I'm at David Dobrik's house. Hey, I'm at the Rude fashion show, isn't this cool? Look at me. What I don't show you is kind of what's going on behind the scenes, and really, I'm failing. A lot of you don't know this, but I quit my steady corporate job that I had for 10 years, and I was selling kitchen equipment to grocery stores. And in July of last year, I quit that to focus on YouTube full time. Well, if you look at some of my previous videos, just go back and look, I'm failing. My views suck. I interviewed Rob Dyrdek a couple weeks ago, that's a good example of it. And if you look, it cost me $2,000 to shoot and edit the video, plus all the time, prepping for it, getting there, coming back, reviewing it, making notes, all that, and it hasn't even cracked 300 views. So it's not going well at all. You know, I've been kicking it around and talking to my wife about it, and I felt like such a failure. Every week I'm posting and it's just not working. And there's a number of reasons for that, but basically I changed my content from interviewing influencers, which always got great views and brands wanted to work with me and everything, and I pivoted in July to business content, and not as many people want to see that. They want to see me with Charli D'Amelio and David Dobrik. But that's kind of what's going on behind the scenes. And then as I talked, you know, in therapy about it and talked to family and friends about it, I'm glad I did this. And you know what? If I could go back to July, I would have done the same thing. I've learned business and life tips from some of the most successful people in the world. A good example of this is Rob Dyrdek. I interviewed him a couple weeks ago and he told me that he tracks every second of his day. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but he basically times what he's doing. Hey, I'm driving to work. That's 20 minutes. I'm having breakfast with the kids. That's 45 minutes. And he looks at the data at the end of the week and makes changes to spend his time where it's most important. I started doing that 2 weeks ago and it was really eye-opening. It's a great exercise I recommend all of you doing. But the point is, I would have never done that. It was kind of, in some ways, life-changing way to look at things. And I would have never got there unless I sat down with Rob Dyrdek. And by the way, I wouldn't have sat down with Rob Dyrdek unless I quit my job and really had the time and the energy to reach out to guests to be able to sit down with them. I did some cool stuff. I mean, I interviewed Paris Hilton at her house and hung out with her for the afternoon. Who else gets to do stuff like this? I've sat down with so many great entrepreneurs. Maybe they're not big names, but Forbes 30 under 30 founders, and they taught me so much about starting and running a business. Talk about social media lessons. I learned from the best in the business. After interviewing Charli D'Amelio, I had her look at my TikTok and she gave me tips on how to improve it and how to get more engagement. Now, what is that conversation? What would you have to pay to ask Charli D'Amelio to look at your TikTok and give you advice? It's priceless. I mean, I could never have afforded something like that. And there's so many soft skills that I've learned as part of this. I'm a much better interviewer than when I started doing this. It took years and lots of practice and preparation to get there. I'm a much better public speaker than when I started. And guess what? Public speaking translates anywhere, whether I work at a startup or if I start my own business or if I go work for a corporation, you've got to be able to speak to people. And it's a talent and it takes practice. And I've practiced a lot over the last year and I've gotten much better from where I started. And I've learned about so many different industries from people at the top of those industries. Take fashion, for example. You know, I talked to Kristen Cavallari about running a successful jewelry business. Ruigi, who we talked about before, learned how he launched a successful fashion brand and now he's working high-end fashion in Europe and kind of what that business looks like. And what about the social media industry? I learned from the best in the business. Logan Paul, Emma Chamberlain, David Dobrik, Charli D'Amelio, the list goes on and on and on. But I learned so much more about social media than I had any idea about 2 years ago. And I learned from the best and they taught me how to create content that people want to see. And finally, I've just made so many great connections that, hey, you know, maybe I have to get a job in a month or two. Guess what? My network is much stronger than it was a year ago. I don't have to get a job selling kitchen equipment to grocery stores anymore. I want to do something different. Maybe I want to work in tech. Now I know people personally in tech. That's how you get jobs, is really your network. But the point of all of this is that on the surface, I've failed, but that's okay. I've taken so much more out of this experience. So that's why I'm sharing this with you, is my message is it's never too late, number one. I never imagined being on social media, or I never really watched YouTube that much, to be honest with you. And my other message is to get out of your comfort zone and go chase your dreams. You know, if you're stuck in that job that you hate, maybe you start a side hustle in something you really have passion for. And maybe is like this, it's not a long time career for you. Maybe it's just a little experiment. Maybe it's something you just do on the side. But for all the things that I've learned and the connections I've made, etc., this was so worth really putting my heart and my soul into for almost the last year. So I say do the same. It's never too late. Get outside of your comfort zone and grow. And it's time to level up. So good luck on your journey. If this helped one person, it was definitely worth it. And don't worry, this is not going to become the Tom Ward solo channel. I've got some great interviews coming up. So make sure you subscribe and turn on notifications for new interviews every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Thanks for watching, guys.